Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. For settlers along the Upper Coquille River in the 1800s, mail delivery was tenuous. The closest post office was in Empire City, a present-day district of Coos Bay, Oregon. The round trip took about 4 days and generally depended upon the generosity of local farmers who sporadically sailed downstream to sell their produce. Farmers took along an empty meal sack when they loaded their boats and headed to Empire City. The journey included maneuvering around 18 beaver dams in the aptly named Beaver Slough. Farmers usually spent the night at an inn run by Judge Hall, who charged the dollar plus 50 cents for dinner. It cost an extra $2 if the farmers wanted a team of oxen to haul the boat across the isthmus at the head of the slough. The farmers would arrive in Empire City the following day, sell their produce, collect the mail, and head back on the next tide. Most mail was about a month old when it reached its destination. That's how it was done until a regular mail route was established from Roseburg in 1870. Today's episode of As It was written by Valerie Ng, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.